the impact of the trade truce on pork producers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Big Finish event. U.S. pork producers are positioned to see great benefit from the trade truce with China if retaliatory tariffs are lifted. In this Managing for Profit, Brett Stewart talks about some of the key things to watch in the coming months. We'll find out more in Brownfield right after this. Last weekend, President Trump and President Xi made what has been described as the first steps in the easing of trade tensions between the two countries. Brett Stewart, president of Global Agritrends, says all eyes will be on trade negotiations with China over the next 90 days.
The commitment was, at least from the U.S. statement, that China has agreed to import large volumes of U.S. agriculture products. Right now, we have a 25% duty on U.S. soy from China, a retaliation duty. We have 50% retaliation duties on U.S. pork. If that statement's correct, if that agreement is valid, I would expect those duties would be lifted soon. That would generate some positive wind in the sails of these markets. We'll see, right? China's difficult. They do have a 90-day window to negotiate. And sometimes those windows, we wait till the window is almost closed before we get serious and negotiate. So we'll just have to see whether those duties are really lifted and what action China really intends to take.
U.S. pork producers need more access to markets, not less, especially with the outlook for protein heading into 2019.
All right, so 2019, if you look at U.S. protein markets, we've had profitability and expansion now in beef, pork, and poultry that's been happening for years. And it's kind of a unique spot where you see per capita supplies rising for all three species. The economy's done very well. Consumers are buying more and more product every year. That's all great news. The concern is when we overproduce a perishable product like meat, we know instantly when we've produced too much, and the way we know is markets go down. And so on a per cap basis, just for pork, for example, the average American is eating 9 pounds more pork, or will eat 9 pounds more pork next year than they ate in 2014. 9 pounds is a lot of pork for all of us to be eating. Now, the good news is we're clearing it. The bad news is prices are taking it on the chin right now. We've got our cutouts down 18% from a year ago for pork. The poultry complex is down 20% from a year ago. I think there may be some caution flags here that supplies are getting a little bit unwieldy.
Managing for Profit is brought to you by Ram Trucks. Plow through the snow this holiday season with the power and durability of a Ram truck. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Big Finish event. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.